Welcome back to This Week in Recycling, brought to you by ISRI. Today, we share reports of thefts at freight brokers' sites that have been preventing recycled material shipments from making it to their final destinations and what you can do to protect your shipments. We also highlight spring allergy safety tips. Finally, we showcase the ISRI 2024 session track covering advocacy and public relations related topics for recyclers. I'm Jesse Sapala, and here's what's happening this week in recycling. We start off with Arnulfo Moreno and some spring allergy safety tips.
With springtime right around the corner and warmer weather on the horizon, it's important to stay hydrated and cool, as well as vigilant against insect bites and allergies. The ISRI safety team has compiled tips to help you, your company, and your family stay safe this spring. Tips include keeping workers safe from insect bites, combating seasonal allergies, avoiding heat risks, and more. Head over to ISRINews.org to view these spring safety tips.
Thanks, Arnulfo. Next, we turn to Vicky Morgan with an ISRI 2024 Session Track Showcase.
In less than 1 month, members and vendors from across the recycled materials industry will gather for the largest recycled materials event in the world in Las Vegas. ISRI 2024 is not only the place to be for unlimited networking opportunities, but it's also known for its strategic and unmatched educational tracks. ISRI 2024 consists of 7 specialized educational tracks that offer something for everyone. This week, we're focusing on Track 1, Advocacy and Public Relations. The audience for this track includes those responsible for government relations and those who manage and disseminate information with a goal to influence public policy, build and maintain a strong reputation, and find common ground with stakeholders within their companies and communities. The first session is Partnering and Building a Strong Foundation of Future Leaders, set for Tuesday, April 16th from 10:45 to 12 p.m. This session will demonstrate the real-life experience of how ISRI and our members partner with local elementary, middle, and high schools to create an impact not only in their schools, but also for their communities. This impact also extends to the state level and policymakers to inform them about how recycling is critical to manufacturing, infrastructure, and sustainability. Operational cost saving, electrification grants, tax incentives, and more. Set for Tuesday, April 16th from 2 to 3:15 p.m. The Inflation Reduction Act offers several lucrative ways to add in innovative technologies, reduce operational costs, and take advantage of the opportunities available through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, the CHIPS Act, REMADE, and more. These incentives, in combination with depreciation and other tax mechanisms, can greatly reduce expenses. Gain the knowledge needed to effectively participate in the grant process and potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars. The panelists in this session will include experts who helped craft the legislation, winning grant writing tips, and success stories from recipients in the industry. The next session is Sparking Sustainable Futures, Empowering Tomorrow's Eco-Champions, set for Wednesday, April 17th, 10:30 to 11:45 a.m. Join us for an inspiring session where we embark on a journey to empower the eco-champions of tomorrow through a dynamic blend of technology-driven education and local outreach. In this session, we'll explore innovative approaches to engage children and young minds in sustainable practices. Harnessing the power of technology, the speakers will showcase interactive tools, educational apps, and virtual experiences designed to captivate young audiences and instill a passion for environmental stewardship. Register today at ISRI2024.org and be part of the excitement of Track 1. Back to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Vicky. We kick it back over to Arnulfo with a story on thefts at freight brokers.
Members have reported that shipments are being sent to the wrong destination and stolen as part of a potential scam. Shipping inventory reference numbers remain the same, but the final delivery address is changed, which drivers do not notice. Fake confirmations from the mill of landing where the shipment is supposed to be headed are sent, making it more difficult to spot the theft. While investigations continue, ISRI recommends doing the following to help protect your shipments. If possible, have the driver confirm the destination address with the original order given to the brokers. When you get a confirmation from the mills you ship to, call them directly to confirm that they actually received your shipment. If you or your company has experienced this type of theft, please contact ISRI's Director of Law Enforcement Outreach, Todd Foreman, at tforeman, that's T-F-O-R-E-M-A-N, at ISRI.org.
Thanks, Arnolfo. We end this episode with the recycling stat of the week. Did you know? Each ton of recycled glass can make 4,000 bottles or jars. Well, now you do. That's it for this week. I've been Jesse Sapala, and we'll see you next week for This Week in Recycling. Have a good weekend.